It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan, Triple M. Now, MG, the Burgess brothers,
yes,
for a period of time,
the conglomerate. The conglomerate of Burgess brothers, yes.
The South Sydney Burgess Incorporation.
Yes.
For a time in rugby league, we hadn't seen anything like it. I mean, there was that history-making moment where they fielded all four brothers at the same time.
It was awesome.
It was a moment in the history of the NRL. But since, the brothers have gone separate ways. You know, we've only got Tom left now playing with South Sydney
this season.
They've all scattered to various corners of Australia and other parts. But George Burgess, Tom's twin, he's back home in the UK. But he has headed down a path that I didn't know was in his kit bag.
A lot who know him saw this one coming.
All right.
Yeah.
He's a movie star, is what we're getting at.
He's a thespian.
He's a thespian. Well, let's welcome in the movie star thespian, former rugby league player known as George Burgess. G'day, George.
Good morning, good sirs.
Georgie Burgess from Wigan. Brother, you've had an interesting few months. I mean, firstly, coronavirus. You had it.
Yeah, mate, I got the virus. Happy to say that I made it through pretty well. So, yeah, most people have had it over here, to be honest. It's one of those things that you just get and move on from. But, yeah, I'm happy to be healthier now.
Well, now, George, we're gonna get to the movie because that's what we've got you on to talk about. I don't think we've ever had a player on to talk about a movie before, MG. But we're going to get to the movie in a moment. But tell us where you're at the moment, because you went separate ways with Wigan after your hip injury. You had surgery planned. Where's the body at physically at the moment?
Yeah, so I've just been getting ready for surgery, which is next Friday. I've still been training with Wigan. They've been great and helping me out with my rehab and getting me in top position for the surgery, really, and so I can bounce back as quick as possible after it. But, you know, I'm obviously interested in the acting stuff as well, and something I'm pursuing.
Well, we've had past players. We've had, you know, Ian Roberts he starred in a couple of movies. We've had Matty Johns. We've had Vossi. Had a movie. But you, when did you start having the bug for it, Georgie?
Well, I did a short film a few years ago, and then it was like a pitch trailer for a movie. And the guy who wrote the script is a good friend. He gave me a part when the movie eventually got some funding. And so I played a small role of Ivan in that movie. That was Locust, really good Australian-made movie. And that sort of gave me the bug. And I continued to do a few more things after that. Did like a few short and sweet theatre shows and a few more student films. And I just sort of really loved doing it. So I got a good opportunity to do this movie just before I came to the UK at Fox Studios, and such a great experience working with everyone there, and it was such a professional thing to be involved with. So it's something I really enjoyed doing, and it's a great movie. You know, everyone needs to get out and watch it because it's in the movies, but not for long. So yeah, I definitely encourage everyone to support a great Australian movie.
Well, the film's called Ascendant, and as George mentioned, it's in cinemas now. 120 floors, four walls, one secret trapped inside. It's the nice little tease line for the
it's
film.
It's a great tease.
For the film, MG. Now, George, tell us about your role in this. You play a character by the name of Sergei. What's the gig?
Sergei, yeah. Mate, there's me and another guy, Nikolai. So Sergei and Nikolai, we're like the heavy Russians. We do a lot of the beating up in the movie. MG would probably be a good fit for that role, actually.
I'll be Sergei.
He's got the Russian look for sure. But yeah, no, that was sort of the basis, and it's just a physical role and not much talking in it involved. So I just have to stand there and look pretty mean.
So what? No Russian accent.
Oh, a bit of grunting and shouting, but not a lot of dialogue, mate. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed it, and it was just a great first experience for me on that sort of scale of set. So,
did the director or did you know? Obviously, I mean, you come with a certain physique we're all familiar with from your rugby league days. But did they say to you, "We need you, you know, bigger," or "We need you slightly leaner," or were they just like, "No, you look perfect for this heavy"?
Yeah, they just wanted two big guys, big in stature, and myself and John Harding, who played Nikolai, we were both over 6'4", 6'5", heavy set guy, so it sort of fit the role, and we just had to sort of rough the guy up, the main character, Johnny Pozlowski, who played the main character. We had to rough him up, and just play that part of being a Russian gangster.
Of course, one of my favourite actors, who was a fantastic soccer player in England, Vinnie Jones. Was he kind of a guy who you liked and you thought, well, you know, did you have a little bit of a interest on him?
He's definitely made a successful move from, you know, sport into acting, and he plays that role amazing, doesn't he? Role and the mean looking guy. But hopefully, I can move into some other types of roles in the future. But obviously, you start off doing a certain type of thing and make it your own, and hopefully go from there.
Well, Ascendant is in cinemas now. We encourage everybody to get along. And as George said, it is an Australian film, so we want to support the industry, particularly in these times. How do you make those next steps? I mean, you've got your hip surgery, which you need to focus on, and no doubt rehabbing from that. But is it a case of, do we go knock on doors? Are we looking for opportunities back here in Australia when the borders open up a bit more? Are you looking to break into that local scene over in the UK? What are the next steps?
Yeah, well, mate, I'm back in Australia from August, July, so associated with Benchmark Creative in Sydney, Anthony Kidd. So he's sort of helping me out and along the journey and seeing what we can do. But I'm still working on my body, and there's a chance I can get back playing as well. But if I can do them both at the same time, it'd be great.
Well, you coming back for good, Georgie, or you just coming back for a hiatus?
Well, you never know, mate. Sort of, we'll see what opportunities come along. I'm definitely coming back for the foreseeable future and see what happens, mate. See what pops up.
Have you been watching much of the NRL this season, George?
I have, mate. I've been following the Rabbitohs, of course, and such a fast competition at the minute, and it's such a great thing to watch.
How do you reckon you'd go with the speed of the game as it is right now? I mean, you talk about coming back and you've got the injury to rehab from, obviously, but do you think you still got what it takes to cut it for in the NRL?
Well, you never know. I think if I get this surgery done and I'm feeling good, I'm feeling better than I've felt, then definitely, I've definitely still got that drive and passion, and it's in my heart to play. So if I can get the body where my mind is, then definitely.
Well, your twin brother ran for 250 metres the other night. I mean, come on. If Tommy can run for 250, he can run for 400.
That's it. No, he's doing a great job. He's Tom.
He's kicking ass, mate. He's kicking ass. He's going great.
I think there's a few teams that have just gone, George, when checking the salary cap, checking timelines. Just going,
August, okay. Around August. That's good,
Good to know.
Especially the Broncos.
You don't want to go to Brisbane. We want to keep him here in Sydney.
Yeah. Maybe the Bulldogs.
All the Bulldogs. There we go. There's lots to talk about here. Now, okay, George, we really appreciate you giving us some time. I mean, we love the opportunity to speak with people from the world of rugby league about things outside of the world of rugby league. Again, the movie is called Ascendant. It is in cinemas right now. Go and check it out. It's a terrific Aussie film. And I watched the trailer, MG.
Yeah.
Looks bloody scary, to be honest.
You wouldn't be able to watch it alone, put it that way.
No, you got to take someone with you.
It's a family friendly movie, guys. Take the family, take everyone you got.
Says the Russian heavy who beats people up in the movie. Yeah, family friendly.
I must break him.
I just give him a cuddle. I just give him a cuddle for a good few hours.
A bit of a chicken wing.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, George, appreciate your time. Stay safe over there in the UK.
Georgie.
We can't wait to see you back here soon.
Thanks, lads.
All right, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Be safe, brother. Good on you, George. See you when you get back, buddy.